Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel, and welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site, under Campus Safety and Security at the University of Texas at Austin. This is my audio weather webcast on this Friday, on this 22nd day of September 2017. This is my audio weather webcast on this Friday, on this 22nd day of September 2017. Friends, going into the weekend, a couple of light showers last evening across parts of the area, mainly along and east of I-35. That's always possible again today, but I think the rain chance at any given location is really pretty slim. Through the weekend, generally dry conditions as the stable weather continues across the area. Once we get into Monday, Tuesday of next week, our air mass will turn more unstable. A deepening trough of upper-level low pressure over the western U.S. will begin to move eastward. As it does so, our air mass gets more unstable. We get more moisture back from the Gulf, and we begin to see a little more rising motion in the atmosphere, which promotes more in the way of clouds, and at least begins to get us some rain chances by late Monday into Tuesday. I think that'll peak by the time we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week, as that upper-level low-pressure trough moves a little further eastward. It's going to promote a surface cold front to move southeast into Texas and probably through the Austin area by late Wednesday on into early Thursday. We'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, potentially, according to the National Weather Service and their Weather Prediction Center in the Washington, D.C. area. Some areas across south central Texas may see between 1 and 2 inches of rain, and then the cooler temperatures will follow as we wrap up the week and head into next weekend. There's some indications that the clouds and precipitation may persist a little bit behind the cold front. It's just something we'll have to watch over the next couple of days as we get closer to that cold frontal passage sometime in the middle part of next week. In the tropics, Maria continues its move to the northwest through the eastern Bahamas. It'll head out more into the open Atlantic, end up by early next week somewhere between the east coast of the United States and Bermuda. Need to watch it all carefully, all this coming into play as a result of a very active tropical weather season so far, but nothing threatening Texas right now and nothing threatening the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, the sun came up this morning in the Austin area at 7:19, sets this evening on Friday evening at 7:27, sunrise tomorrow morning at 7:20, and sunset for Saturday evening at about 7:26. Don't forget, at about 3:02 today, Central Time, we hop into our autumnal equinox. We pass that time when the sun is moving south, appearing in the sky to be moving south of the equator, and we begin our autumn season, the fall season around here. Looks like the first full day of fall tomorrow, though is still going to look an awful lot like summer for Austin and South Central Texas. Hey, the forecast for Austin, for surrounding communities today, for that matter today as well. Brief morning low clouds, partly cloudy on this Friday for Austin, a southerly wind 5 to 12, a high today about 93 or 94. Tonight, partly cloudy, 74 the low, a south to southeast wind about 4 to 8. Tomorrow for Saturday, brief morning low clouds, partly cloudy, high of 93 or 94. Southerly winds 5 to 12, 72, 73 for tomorrow night, Saturday night for Austin, partly cloudy, a south to southeast wind. Don't forget, too, that over the next couple of days, especially if you're east of I-35, the very remote chance of a rain shower during the afternoon hours. I think Sunday will be dry, brief morning low clouds for the capital city, partly cloudy. High of 93, southerly winds 5 to 12, partly cloudy 74, with a south to southeast wind 4 to 8 for Sunday night. On Monday, brief morning low clouds, partly cloudy. High of 92, southerly winds 5 to 12, 73 for Monday night, and with a partly cloudy sky. Southerly wind 5 to 12 on Tuesday. Brief morning low clouds, partly to mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and associated lightning risk as our air mass grows more unstable. The chance of rain about 30% for any given location on Tuesday, and where rainfall occurs, it'll buy you about a quarter inch. High of 66, southerly winds 5 to 12. We'll keep our 30% rain chances going for Tuesday night, partly to mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and associated lightning risk. The chance of rain at any given location about 30%. And where rainfall occurs, averaging about a quarter inch for Tuesday night. Low of 72, southerly winds 5 to 12. Well, our rain chances go up Wednesday and Wednesday night. Brief morning low clouds, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and associated lightning risks. Chance of rain for Wednesday and Wednesday night for Austin, about 50%, and that may trend higher with time. Where rainfall occurs, it'll average a quarter to a half inch on Wednesday, and again, another quarter inch for Wednesday night. Look for a high of 87 on Wednesday. Southerly winds 5 to 12, and the cold front should pass sometime Wednesday night. looking for a low about 69. Southerly winds becoming north-northwest 8 to 15. On Thursday, we'll keep the clouds and a chance of rain a little cooler, looking for a chance of rain about 50%, where rainfall occurs getting about a quarter inch and a high about 84, so that is noticeably cooler. North-northwest winds next Thursday for Austin, for South Central Texas at about 5 to 12. Friends, that's my seven-day forecast for Austin, for South Central Texas. Let's look ahead, though, courtesy of the National Weather Service and their Climate Prediction Center in the Washington, D.C. area. Their 8 to 14-day outlook product, issued once a day in the afternoons, is there to see what we're trending toward weather-wise beyond the seven-day forecast. And they're saying for Austin and for South Central Texas, valid next Friday, the 29th of September, through Thursday, the 5th of October, temperatures below average, precipitation above average. That would certainly be good news if we see that actually occur. Friends, that's my audio weather webcast on this Friday, on this 22nd day of September 2017. I'll update my website, my audio weather webcast again on Monday morning. Take the weekend off. Have yourself a good Friday and a good weekend.